reason why you have a lighter?
No. Well, it was a joke, but Pat bought one anyway.
Wait, did you kick off the baby safe?
No.
Pat said that too.
Yeah, look, that little ring right
there.
Yeah,
the safety.
Yeah.
Do I have to?
It makes it significantly easier.
Oh, well, I can still do that.
You need to do it.
Yeah, no, you need keys.
Or something.
Okay. Oh, can I use my zipper?
No, I wouldn't.
I wouldn't recommend it. I wouldn't recommend it. It's not an easy process either. It's like a 3-minute thing.
Really?
Yeah, it takes a while. Actually, I say 3 minutes. It could be a little shorter.
This is fascinating.
Oh, but that was easier than that.
Yeah.
It was a lot easier than maybe because I was a dumbass bitch before. So, I'm really mad my dad doesn't do this. Because he smokes, like, often.
Yeah, mine does too. Whoa, there's just like one over there.
Yeah. Well, now it's significantly easier.
It went, like, over there.
Yeah, I heard this clinging.
You know what? If it starts a fire hazard, it's my fault, though. Also, did you do that thing? Back in high school, what we do is we finish a water bottle.
I haven't.
If you hold the red button, gas comes out. So if you put it in here, you can just hold the red button and leave the gas there, and then light that up, and this one will fly.
What are we talking about?
All right, get a lighter.
No, don't.
No, we're not going to do it. I'm just explaining it.
Oh, okay.
So, like, you can do this. If you hold the button, just gas will come out,
yeah.
Or whatever's inside you.
It's like a rocket.
Yeah, exactly. You can just, like, let it out like
oh.
this. You put it on a table and just lit it. It just...
Oh.
Yeah.
You just fly.
An empty water bottle.
We did it with Gatorade. I think it burned off, like, the hairs on my hand once.
Wait, can you lift up your...
Are you lighting me on fire?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh,
I'm calling your bluff. Oh, fuck, there's smoke! Holy shit! Oh, fuck, the curls!
Yeah, she definitely singed your hair.
Oh,
yeah.
Fuck, there's ashes too.
Yeah, you don't have to shave.
Oh my
anymore.
God, it smells awful in here now.
Whose fault was that?
I don't smell it.
Really? It smells like
that's
straight sulfur.
Yeah, it really does.
I don't mind it.
Yeah, you like it. Be honest, you like it, right?
I'm kink shaming.
It's like, I can't have sex without sulfur in here.
I can't have sex without the smell of sulfur. I think that's gonna be the intro blip.
Are you recording?
Yeah, it's recording.
Oh, it is!
Yeah. Yeah, it has been.
So
I'm waiting for Colin so we can start officially.
You got like Chowtown or Tedeschi?
Tedeschi.
Did you need an ID to get it?
No. Pat got me it anyway.
No. You don't need an ID to buy a lighter.
Yeah, I'm good. I tried buying them when I was like 14. They're like, are you 18?
What?
Just fire.
Yeah, I can't kill anyone.
Are you sure?
Maybe you do need a lighter to buy an ID.
You're in?
What?
I need lighters to buy IDs. That's why Pat bought it. When we went to the DMV last week, he had to bring a couple. He bought a pack of six.
No, I think you do need an ID to buy a lighter. You need it to buy compressed air in Massachusetts, yeah.
Really?
Because people can get high off of compressed air.
Really? Oh, fuck, I need to buy compressed air because my computer isn't loud as fuck lately.
My computer's so dusty.
Yeah. No, see, because I can clean out the fans real easily. That's not difficult. It's cleaning out,
The motherboard?
The square thing. Is that the GPU or whatever it's fucking called?
CPU.
Yeah, I need to clean that shit out. And I was like, I'm so scared to clean that.
I know this sounds really bad, but I sometimes vacuum mine.
Oh.
No, but I think, I don't know if that's bad.
I can't find it.
Oh, yeah, so I got this to burn my chemistry final.
Why?
Because I
you
want
failed?
To.
Wait, your chemistry final? That was last semester.
Yeah, no, I wanted to burn it.
Okay, what you got, like a D minus?
I got a D.
Average.
I think so.
Alrighty. I'm gonna have to edit this part out, though.
Okay. Where'd you burn it?
No, I'm going to.
Where?
Probably my backyard.
Oh, okay. Make sure your dog doesn't come around. Make sure you get like a metal trash can.
Okay.
Why?
Have you done buy some?
Buy some?
Yeah, buy some. Like, basically go to a funeral, like, after, like, you know, like the anniversary of the like your grandparents.
Like,
and they, you get like this giant metal ass trash can.
Oh, and then you step over it?
You step over it and you get like fake money and you just light it on fire.
Well, I just use anything to light it up and just like hop over it.
Yeah. Like, you've lit up, like, the money, though, right?
Yeah.
The fake money.
No, I didn't lit it up.
You never did?
No,
okay. It's always the one in this experience.
Oh!
We're meant to be here, sir.
I was on the other side.
Adele?
Dazeem?
Adele Dazeem.
Adele Dazeem, yeah.
Is that a person?
Yeah. According to John Travolta.
It's John Travolta's incorrect pronunciation of Idina Menzel.
Oh, I don't even know who that first person you said was.
John Travolta?
Yeah.
Good, he's gross. I hate him.
Oh.
Why do you hate John Travolta?
He's a Scientologist.
Fair enough. But I love Tom Cruise, he's a Scientologist.
Tom Cruise can suck a dick.
He probably does.
He probably has a few times.
Yeah. So, welcome to the LifeCast.
Oh,
now that Colin's here, we can formally start.
Where's
yeah, we recorded our intro already, because I know you're pressed for time.
Okay.
Wait, we did?
Yeah.
What was our intro?
We're recording on
the sulfur.
Oh, sweet.
Because
oh.
My mic is dying out. And I'm going to save up for a Blue Yeti, I think. Because the sound quality on this is incredible. So, welcome to the LifeCast. I'm your host, Deanna Manassian. Today we have Tiffany Ma, Victory Young, and Colin Berry, who just
Yo.
Made it.
Is that really how you pronounce your last name?
Yeah.
Manassian?
Manassian.
Really? Oh,
yeah,
yes.
That's the Armenian pronunciation.
Okay.
Manassian.
I've been pronouncing it wrong these past 3 years.
I have been too. I Americanize it so that people can pronounce it. That sounds really bad, but,
okay.
You know, it's a tactic. So, what's up with your week, everybody?
I started watching Sirens.
Is it good?
Is that the fire show?
Oh.
Ambulance.
Yeah, that show, yeah.
I need to watch Banshee.
I
haven't done it yet.
No,
I've heard Banshee's pretty good.
No, if you two watch, it might reignite your angst phase. There's so many, like...
I have never left my angst phase.
Legit.
I've owned it.
You know when you watch TV shows and there's, like, that scene where, like, two dudes are, like, really angry at each other and they're, like, talking shit? And they, like,
yeah.
They start a fight? Like, it's not, like, those well-cinematography, like, Mission Impossible fights where it's, like,
a horrible fight?
No, it's, like, two, like, every time they fight, both of them come up bloody and bruised.
Oh, my God.
It's like
ultimate fighting.
Yeah, like, these dudes are trying to kill each other.
I also need to watch Into the Badlands. I have it all on. Is it
it's
good?
So filthy.
Filthy?
Yeah, as in good.
Oh, okay. Because I was talking with Dave. I bring up Dave, like, 2 minutes into every podcast.
Really? I haven't noticed.
Me neither.
Kidding.
Oh, wait, I wasn't kidding.
I don't know.
Wait, you do?
Dave's, yeah, I do.
Oh.
Dave's great. He's my best friend. Like, honestly.
I would be concerned
one
if he wasn't.
One of a couple.
Well,
yeah.
I mean, I don't really blame you for bringing him
up,
but, you know.
He's pretty great. But, I was talking with him one day after I had started watching Into the Badlands. I stopped because, like, no one in my house would shut up enough, and I didn't want to turn up the TV pretty loud because it was late at night. But he was like, yeah, I heard that show got canceled, and I was like, what? He was like, yeah, there was a show on AMC that got canceled because, you know, it was pretty bad. And I was like, is it this one? And he's like, I think so. And then we cleared up later. So it's back on my watch list. But I can't wait for Mr. Robot season 2.
Oh, God, I can't either.
Yes.
Oh, man.
Man.
I can't wait. I want some answers.
I want answers.
I keep telling my parents because they're always looking for a new show. Because they got hooked on Ray Donovan, which is a very good show. Showtime. I was telling them, you guys should watch 24. You guys should watch Mr. Robot. And I was like, what's Mr. Robot about? I'm like, oh, it's about this hacker. And Christian Slater's in it. He's like, yeah, never mind. I'm like, you're not a fan of the Slater?
The Slater?
Yeah, he's so cool.
My dad.
He's cute.
So cool.
Your dad's cute.
No, Christian Slater.
Yeah, he's so cool.
He has a nice
jawline.
Yeah.
Jawline.
Very, like,
he's got a nice chiseled face.
Wait, I don't
but like
see.
Also kind of like babyish at the same time.
What is his name?
It's just very aesthetically pleasing.
Yeah, he's
Christian Slater. If you ever listen to this, you're aesthetically pleasing.
Thank you, Deanna. I really appreciate that.
The best.
So is Rami Malek. I love Rami Malek.
Yeah, he's cool.
Yeah, thank you, Deanna. I appreciate that.
This is Colin's impression hour.
Okay?
I was a fan of him since he was into... ever since I saw Night at the Museum, the first one.
He was on this old sitcom on Fox a couple years ago called The War and Home.
Yeah.
With Michael Rapaport, who's a really funny comedian.
Mm-hmm.
And he played Michael Rapaport's son's gay best friend. And at the time, it was one of the first, like, openly gay, like, positive characters on TV. Yeah,
good show.
Glad. Yeah, that was a really, really funny show too.
Yeah, I should.
It was funny because the characters always had these little moments where they break the fourth wall and talk to the camera.
Mm-hmm.
Like they'd be in like a white area and it was like their like headspace.
Yeah,
and it was like their thought and situation.
Yeah.
And it's funny to see him, you know, going Mr. Robot and playing this creepy, almost sociopath. And then you watch.
He is almost
yeah.
a sociopath, but he like cares about people genuinely.
Yeah. And then you like play Until Dawn, and he's in that.
And he's a straight murderer. Spoilers
yeah.
for Until Dawn. But,
oh God, no!
I know.
It's supposed to be a parody, guys. It's supposed to be a parody.
I thought Until Dawn was gonna be shitty.
No, it's not. The writers even admitted it wasn't supposed to be a parody. So yeah, they were trying to be serious with that game, guys.
Ooh. You know, sometimes when someone says that your work is supposed to be a parody and you didn't mean it to, you should just be like, yeah.
Tommy Wiseau has been making his entire career on that.
Yep.
He's still doing those?
Yeah.
He's been coasting off the reputation of The Room for the past like 10 years.
Well, like, he made a TV show,
13 years. The Room came out in 2003.
That's very true.
So.
If anyone wants a really good book, everyone should read The Disaster Artist by Greg Sestero, who plays Mark. It's a really, really kind of bizarre story. But it's interesting, too, because he gives his whole, his whole, like, career in Hollywood.
Yeah.
Career, quote-unquote. And how,
was it just The Room, or was it, like, a couple other C-roll movies?
Like, F-roll.
F-roll.
Like, a Puppet Master movie. Like, you've made it when you've done a Puppet Master movie, guys.
What's that?
Exactly.
I think I read that book.
No, I don't think they're books, I think. But I saw something confused. Puppet Master was a B-movie series in the 90s where it was literal puppets that go around and kill people.
Oh, nope. I read a good book then.
It's pure cult classic.
Oh, okay. Speaking of cult classics, if you like bad movies but want to have a better time than The Room, watch Hackers.
Oh, speaking of bad movies that are super enjoyable, I watched Punisher Warzone last night.
And?
For the first time in years. And not to be that guy, and Will knows a huge Punisher fan, but as a huge Punisher fan, it's like an almost flawless adaptation.
Okay.
Which is great, because the violence is cheesy, it's over the top, it's borderline disgusting.
Mm-hmm.
But if you read any Punisher comic, the violence is like that. There's a scene where dudes are doing parkour for some odd reason, because, hey, it was the 2000s. People are doing parkour for, like, no reason. Dude's doing a backflip in between buildings. And this rocket comes out of nowhere and blows the dude up. And the two guys standing in the middle look over, and it's the Punisher holding a rocket launcher. I had to rewind it a couple times.
That's extra.
It's
hilarious. That's really extra.
It's hilarious. There's a part where he punches a dude in the face. His fist goes through the dude's face, and it breaks the wall behind the dude. It's ridiculous. And then, And this actor named Dominic West, for those of you who don't know, he was in the show called The Wire. He's in a show now called The Affair.
That's a good show, right?
Oh, I love
The
Wire. It's one of the best shows ever.
I only ever hear good things about
yeah.
that. Like, only 8s and 9s.
Yeah. It's perfect. I don't care what anyone says. He was in another miniseries called Burton and Taylor with Helena Bonham Carter about Elizabeth Taylor and Richard Burton. And which was kind of like the answer to Dick and Liz.
Yeah.
And he plays Punisher's arch nemesis Jigsaw. And now Jigsaw, for those of you who don't know Punisher comics at all, he was a mobster who was obsessed with his good looks. His face got ripped up by glass and his face was stitched together like a jigsaw.
Cool.
And the big reveal, like, he looks just like the character, but, like, the way he goes about people calling him Jigsaw, it's not like this cool reveal. He's just kind of chilling in the car and he goes, "No, my name now? Jigsaw." As if it's like a casual, casual thing, and his partner's like, "All right, right on, man." Like,
right on,
bro.
Right on.
I mean, if someone's that crazy,
yeah.
If someone has the batshit just to say that shit,
the batshitness.
It has. It's full of campy moments where Jigsaw's recruiting gang members to go kill the Punisher, and he goes to various clubs of various stereotypical gangs. There's an Irish hooligan gang. There's a yeah. There's the Yakuza. There's a Yakuza, however you pronounce it. I've heard it pronounced both ways, and you know, whatever. out, and there's like stereotypical like thug gang, and he's recruiting them. And apparently in every club there's an American flag in the back. So he's putting on this grandiose speech about how he wants to kill the Punisher, and I was like, you guys should join my army. It's fucking great. Laughing my ass off all night. I wasn't drunk too. I enjoyed the hell out of it while I wasn't drunk. So you know it's a good movie. So I really want to experience it drunk now. It's just a dumb, stupid, campy, over the top, disgusting, violent action movie, and I loved it every minute of it.
So what's everyone's opinion on rom-coms?
When they're done right, they can be like legitimately great films.
Okay.
Give me an example of one, because I'm so
rom-com. I guess
Silver Linings Playbook's a rom-com.
Yeah,
and that's a great movie.
It's a very good movie. I want to say The Notebook, but that has like three elements of comedy.
All romantic comedy.
Yeah.
I don't think
I would watch any of those, I'll be honest.
Yeah, I hate chick flicks.
There's a difference between romantic comedy and chick flick.
Yeah.
Chick flick, it's...
There it? I don't know. All of them are just kind of...
A lot of like early Cary Grant movies are all considered romantic comedies.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
That
would be
like,
great. We'd be in a movie.
Like,
cute.
Oh my god, that's awesome.
Explosions are cute. They're small and comes out of your ass.
What?
Not nothing.
She gets it.
Alright.
Continue, Paul.
Okay,
Wait, do you put lotion on your hands?
Sometimes, yeah.
Okay.
What kind?
Cocoa butter.
Yeah, you're gonna get that.
Yeah.
Alright, yeah.
Anyways. One of my favorite movies of all time. I'm sorry, like... How do you segue into that?
I don't know.
He's coming out of the asses. So, the movie His Girl Friday.
Okay,
no,
are
His
we
Girl
treading on fetish territory here?
Yeah.
Wow, fetishes.
Well, His Girl Friday is a romantic comedy that, it's one of my favorite movies, mostly because the dialogue is, like, so quick.
Yeah.
It's one of those movies where if you stop listening for, like, a second, you miss, like, two or three jokes.
Okay.
It was originally a play, and, like, a turn to a movie, and they switched the characters around, so it was more romantic. And it's in public domain, so...
Okay,
it's
that's
free
cool.
Everywhere.
Great. Have you guys seen... Not that I want to bring up the Deadpool movie, because I really don't want to talk about it, but...
Seeing that tonight.
Have you seen those ads that make the Deadpool movie look like a romantic comedy?
Yeah, I love those so much.
I think those are hilarious. I think they did a wonderful marketing job.
My sister's boyfriend is convincing her to go see the movie based on those ads. And
that's great.
We were they came over one time, and there was the poster of Wade Wilson, like obviously out of the Deadpool suit. It's just Ryan Reynolds and Monica Baccarin. I think that's the actress's name.
I don't know.
And she's hugging her from behind. It's like a fall setting. It's all really romantic and everything.
Oh my
it's
god!
It says Deadpool.
So many messages.
What?
I'm getting messages and.
Is it turn off your notifications then?
Thanks, Victor.
Put it on silent.
Yeah. So.
All right. I have to put it on Do Not Disturb. Because that's just the way Android works now.
Yeah, but it's awesome. So
Great. Because it's timed. You can have it... You can have it set to whenever you turn it off for like a couple hours or any number of hours. And you can also have it turn on the time of your next alarm, which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
If I used alarms more, I'm pretty sure I'd use that a lot. Anyway.
Perfectly fine with Apple in its simple ways.
Yeah.
Apple, it's like you press a button and it works, and like Android, you gotta like jump through hoops of fire and the fire maze and stand on your hands and maybe it'll work.
Yeah.
And then,
when you get it right, it works exactly the way you want, and you're like.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm fine with a general work.
Yeah.
It's
a preference thing. So if you like that element of control, then go for an Android. But.
At the end of the day, if you have a Windows phone, you're wrong.
Yeah.
But yeah, didn't Josh just die? Holy
shit.
Did
it?
Yeah.
That lasted less than a year.
Yeah, because he has his iPhone 4 again. I asked him what happened to his Windows one. He was like, oh yeah, there was like a system, like a Windows system operating system doesn't work or some shit like that. There was like a Windows error. And he was just like, I can't do anything with this.
Oh my god.
He was just pressing buttons.
And he had like the one they marketed with the big camera on
exactly.
the back too.
The one they were like, oh yeah, this is going to revolutionize Windows phones.
You know what else is going to revolutionize... picture taking on phones, a wireless remote that lets you see your DSLR screen on your phone.
Yeah.
Isn't that already a thing?
Yeah, that's already a thing.
I think Jen has one. I think.
No, she has a camera with a touch screen.
Oh, okay.
But I actually, it just got delivered, but I got a camera that I can have a wireless adapter that will hook into an app that I could view. Like, if I want to take a family picture and I want to be in it, I could set it on a tripod and activate it from my phone.
How
it's
often do you
cool.
take family
do you,
pictures?
Not very.
Do you guys remember the commercials for that phone?
Yeah.
No.
And it was all the
and it was always gross yellow. I never
no,
saw it in
oh,
any
no,
other
no, no.
color.
My, yeah, pee.
Yeah, like
yellow.
The piss yellow. It's like the Under Armour on your shirt.
Well,
but like,
I thought you were just
but like,
well, it's like your skin.
Like more highlighter.
But no, it looks like the Under Armour on his shirt went on a boat ride and realized how seasick they could get.
Yeah.
It was disgusting looking. And that big freaking knob in the middle.
Yeah.
It looked
that was
like,
the camera, right?
Yeah, that was the camera.
Okay. But I remember the commercials for it. The kids at the school play or whatever. And the woman holding an iPhone is when the guy goes, hey, 2007 call. And they want their camera phone back. And I'm just like, that's funny because it hasn't changed.
iPhone camera is okay.
They have gotten better.
They definitely have.
My Note 4 is significantly better.
If you tune the set, well, this goes back to the fine tuning. But if you tune the settings on an Android, you could get comparable quality.
No, I barely tune the settings and they're pretty flawless.
Yeah, Rich's one was fantastic in photos.
It might be just mine then.
Mm.
Mine was also released in 2014 and I got it used, so that might be.
I think yours is more about everything else about the camera.
Isn't yours more of like a operating system?
Yeah,
it's more of an operating system, how much they could get into the phone for cheap. The second one
wasn't it also a prototype of some sort?
Like, before they released that?
That
was the first one the company released. Then they released the OnePlus 2 and royally fucked it up.
No.
So not 3 months later, they released the OnePlus X.
No,
I don't know if either of those phones has NFC capabilities.
Did Square Enix make the title of these phones?
No, OnePlus.
Kingdom Hearts 1X.
No, OnePlus.
X is cool.
Like,
think about it.
If OnePlus was just like a brand name, I'd be able to say my phone is the One, because that's its model name.
Well, you could also do you could have done that with HTC, HTC One, but then you realize.
But HTC is shit.
It's high tech crap.
Good joke.
Yeah. I am never
buying another HTC phone.
I've never had an HTC phone that lasted more than a year.
After what happened.
Or LG, for that matter.
LG's like they're great the first 6 months and then they shit on you.
Yeah.
I used their toothpaste before.
LG has toothpaste?
Really?
Oh,
holy shit.
Life's good.
Is
try it
like
toothpaste.
Another one? I think
is that like
so.
A Chinese one?
Yeah, I bought a can. I didn't like it.
Real one.
Anyway,
okay.
Let's get to the actual meat of this discussion.
Mm,
what are your opinions on Valentine's Day? This is the second part of our Valentine's Day specials.
Is that why you mentioned meat?
Yeah. Who's getting that D on Valentine's Day?
Diana.
Not me.
Not me.
Because I don't want to get pregnant.
That's why they're condoms, though.
Yeah, but like, I don't know.
We, Chunky's is showing the notebook, actually.
Really?
Yeah. If you can't tell me, I'm trying to do my best Kurt Cobain impression by cramming a shotgun in my mouth.
That was your temple,
yeah.
Okay.
Oh, there you go. Okay, guys?
Yes.
That's also
all of our listeners really saw that.
They also saw what kind of yellow this is.
Yeah.
It's very true.
I'm guilty.
It's very true.
So fucking take me away.
But, I feel like for a lot of single people, their immediate thought is to start being cynical about it.
Mm-hmm. Well, why isn't there a Singles Awareness Day?
And it's like, you can make Valentine's Day a single awareness day. Well,
yeah.
I mean, you can make realistically any day.
Like, if you,
yeah.
No, like, if you say Valentine's Day, you think of yourself being single, so technically is single awareness day.
Yeah, so.
Yeah.
This is gonna be the.
Single people are so bitter about it, though.
This is
it's like,
be
ew, I hate couples. Like, if I go out in public and I see a couple holding hands, I'm gonna, like, shove a pie in their face. That's exaggerating.
They probably eat it together.
But, like.
Hey, that's nice, they both have a pie!
Yeah.
Nice!
And
what
then
the
they
hell?
Get cream pie later.
Oh.
In Boston.
Yeah.
Maybe this is the fetish episode.
Oh my god.
Wait, what's the thing? It's like the fetish. When people have a fetish of people having fetish.
Is that ASMR?
Is
that fetish? Oh, a fetish?
Yeah.
Fetishception.
Like hearing someone's fetish.
No, like seeing someone that has a fetish and you have a fetish for that person having a fetish.
Yeah, fetishception.
Yeah.
I think I don't know what the term is.
I think there's an exact
term.
I've never heard of it.
Everyone has theirs, and there's nothing wrong with them.
Yeah.
Unless it's
kids or something. Like,
actually, it's 50-50 with animals, but, you know. As long as it's not real animals. Okay.
Victor's condoning bestiality on my
podcast. That actually makes it so much worse. Okay, wait, hold on.
Like, 3D animated shit.
No, that's fine. Before you go any further. Now I'm afraid to set you loose in FAO Schwartz in New York City because all the stuffed animals are really lifelike.
Oh, well.
There's a big
no. It's
there.
Only animated animals,
well,
right, Victor?
Animated. Yeah, I'm just
right?
animated. Don't fuck a teddy bear. I mean, you could. I'm not gonna stop you. Oh,
hey, weren't you
it's
talking
American
about
Jack.
Yesterday of like fucking the dead person that's stuffed?
No, I was supporting your fucking weird ass. I was supporting your weird ass. Like, oh yeah, what about stuff? What if I took the bones of a fucking human?
No.
I was trying to humanize you. All right, don't make me the weirdo here. You fucking this bitch.
I
thought
my fetishes were weird.
This bitch was like, oh yeah, what you know, body pillows, right? What if I killed the person and took out their bones? And then the
body pillows. I have a story to go.
And then it's a real body pillow. I was like, "Or what if you taxidermy them? Now it's at least it's not just a sagging piece of meat."
Yeah, and then you brought a fucking them.
What? What were you gonna do to it?
Tiffany did
fucking. Yeah, I didn't.
What were you gonna do to it?
Honestly, I trust her. I trust you on this.
Yeah, I was just hugging and cuddling a dead person.
You're
not fucking a dead person.
Oh my god,
you're gonna cuddle
keep
a dead.
Down there for class next
you're gonna cuddle a fucking corpse. That's all you're gonna fucking do. All right,
children. Children. We good? We good with our body pillow / necrophilia rant? Like.
Necrophilia is not okay.
No, it is not, but Necrophobic by Slayer is a good song.
That was a your fort.
Well, Slayer's a good band.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
There was Necrophilia and
just...
Avenged Sevenfold's music video.
But Avenged Sevenfold kind of sucks, so.
Yeah.
I only like one of their songs.
I really like that song that's really generic heavy metal. Oh, wait. That's their entire discography. I told my brother, I was like, oh, fuck Avenged Sevenfold. He goes, you're honestly a faggot if you don't like Avenged Sevenfold. I'm like, you just insulted my opinion. He goes, no, I didn't. I'm like, did you not call me a faggot? He's like, well, you are.
What?
Oh.
Your brother's not a faggot.
And I was like, well, and I'm like, and this is why nobody likes Avenged Sevenfold fans, because they're all bros that drink Heineken and play Madden all day.
And still think the F slur is an acceptable word to use.
Yeah. Whatever. He's still my brother, and I love him.
Younger?
Yeah. I have two younger brothers.
Oh.
Two younger brothers that are taller than I am.
Oh.
It's okay.
It's awkward.
I'm the tallest sister.
Nice, and you're the oldest.
Oh. And I'm the oldest.
Hey.
Rebecca and Alexandra will tell you otherwise, but they're taller than me. But just know on our doctor's records, they round me up to 5'6".
Ooh.
Oh, well, you're 5'7".
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh,
so
nine,
yeah,
maybe 5'10",
your body pillow story.
Yes.
Yeah,
indulge us.
You get shorter every time you go to the doctor.
I have scoliosis. I think I get shorter.
Oh.
No, your spine just kind of like.
Yeah, I think it just makes me not taller.
Wait, was it like slanted?
Yeah, it's like a fucking
like a dragon.
What, you have a fetish
for
like scoliosis?
A zigzag.
So like
no.
A dragon.
Sure.
Line.
No, I
have
French
Chinese.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
I just think that was the weirdest thing, and then I found out, I'm like, oh, that's actually totally normal.
Yeah.
Nice.
That's one of the normal ones.
Anyway.
You know what speaking of fetishes, while we're still on the subject. I don't understand water sports.
What?
Is that a fetish?
It's water sports.
What?
It's like sex, but with pissing.
Sex,
but
pissing.
Yeah,
I mean, it's kind of like the equivalent of squirting, isn't it?
No.
It's
actual pee.
I know, but
like
it's
do you
kind of,
pee
the,
in
the
person?
Concept is the same,
yeah.
Though.
The idea is kind of the same, though.
Hey, some people
are
into that. I mean,
some people are into
it's
that.
Whatever goes on behind your bedroom door. Realistically, I'm not one to judge.
Yeah, I'm not one to judge, but I'm kind of mad that you don't understand pissing, but like you're kind of okay with the concept of shitting on someone, though.
No, I'm not. What the hell?
You didn't mention that.
That's gross.
You didn't mention that.
That's nasty.
Like a dirty Sanchez.
That's disgusting.
Scat porn?
Dirty Sanchez.
Okay, moving
Cleveland
on,
Cleveland Steamer?
Okay, moving on.
How do you know so much about this?
I'm 12.
Hey, Colin, can I add a line on your, a parenthesis on your head?
What?
What?
It has two dots and looks like eyes, and I want to add a smiley face.
What are you talking about? Not nice.
Self-conscious. You made him self-conscious. You happy, Tiffany?
No, because I didn't draw the smiley face.
I'm so sorry. All right, your body pillow story. Stop it.
I'm hurt. Just see what happens.
All of my hate
can be
channel it into your body pillow story.
Anyway, so there's this kid I work with. We all call him Weeb because he's a giant, because he's really into Vocaloid music.
Oh,
yeah.
Japanese Vocaloid music. And he came in one day. He was like, "Hey,
what's up?"
And I'm like, "Hey, what's going on, Weeb?" And he showed me a Hatsune Miku like pillowcase. That was rather long.
Yeah, it's supposed to be.
And I was like, Jacob, I was like, Weeb, you own a body pillow? He goes,
no, I don't. No, what the fuck are you talking about? No, I don't.
I'm like, why is it so long, man?
Was it a picture, like, from his house?
No, he brought it in.
What?
You stupid. God damn.
Oh.
Damn,
there's
stupid.
The intrigue.
Yeah.
Okay, what was his excuse, though? I want to hear
yeah,
this.
What was his excuse?
I don't know. This kid annoys the hell out of me. That's all I'm gonna say. I was washing dishes with him, and he's like, "You're like my music." I'm like, "Oh, cool. You got any Motorhead?" He goes, "Oh, fuck Motorhead." I'm like, "What?" He goes, "You're gonna listen to this." It was like, I forgot what he called it. It was like grime step or some shit.
Grime step.
It was something like a dubstep chiptune nonsense. He goes, "Listen to the music. It's so good." I'm like,
"I never heard of it."
And at the time, my phone was broken,
So
I couldn't play my music. So I'm just like. Jab a knife in my ear, real quick. For the love of God.
You know they look like snails, right?
What?
Your eardrums.
Yeah.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
I hate
that. It's in your head.
I know.
What are you gonna do? Look at it?
Sure. So is that okay?
Do it!
Is that okay with you?
Roll your eyes
do
back
it.
Right now and look at your inner ear.
Like in SpongeBob.
Oh, he's doing it.
Like that episode, of SpongeBob when he rolls his eyes back and he sees his brain.
It's
controlling his brain. It's to freak me out as a kid.
I thought it was cool.
Same.
I thought it was cool. And you're like, oh.
Do you ever like? We're still on the topic of fetishes because I find it interesting.
Yeah.
But like, do you ever look at your experiences like, as a kid, and then like,
what?
Everything makes sense.
Yeah.
Like the things you were into as a kid and you didn't know, and it was just like an innocent thing you didn't know was sexual. No.
Oh, I thought you meant like intercourse as a kid.
No.
Yeah,
no.
Remember when you had sex when you were 4?
No.
Yeah. No.
No.
I think.
But like.
What if I suppress that thought?
Where have you? What?
Don't
what,
unleash it here.
What if you unpress it?
We're not
unpress
therapists.
It, do I pull it?
Yeah.
What?
You pull
like,
it.
Like you don't press it, you pull it.
What the fuck?
I don't know.
You know, you suppress something, then you unpress something.
You suppress it, you supple it.
Yeah, what?
I'm an English major.
Yeah.
It's gonna say that on my diploma, Colin.
Is it?
Yes. English major, classical literature minor.
And makes puns.
I want to major in puns.
You could.
You could probably do a doctorate in pun theory.
I forgot what the, I think Emerson just made a, like, a sketch comedy, like, major.
Ugh.
Because that's how Emerson works.
Yeah.
Fuck Emerson.
But, like, example of this thought that I'm trying to bring to light. Like, I don't know why, specifically, I really like cyborgs.
No.
But, like, I think it started when I was watching...
Teen Titan?
Not
Mr. Robot.
Like, definitely Teen Titans.
Robot.
Definitely Full Metal Alchemist.
Robot, man.
And it just, like, progressed. And I was able to repress it for, like, a solid few years. And then last year I found out about you could get this implant that's an NFC chip. And here we are!
Wait, are we still talking about fetishes?
No more fetishes, what the hell?
Yeah, I guess.
Like,
I guess I have a cyborg fetish.
Okay, that's cool.
Kink shame me.
That's cool. Wait, so like half dude, half robot?
Yeah.
Like visibly showing or just internally?
Depends.
I mean, Japan's making those robots
yeah.
looking human and yeah.
Oh.
It's a little weird. felt a little weird.
It's a little blurry. Like
they look creepy.
Yeah, they look like anime characters, and real life anime characters look gross.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm.
There's a reason why those characters were only drawn.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or anime,
it's a little blurry, like where the fetish starts and where just like the ideal image begins.
And the best one, it's
or
the
ends.
Best one, when you're in a relationship and they understand your fetish.
Yeah.
Just, they're completely okay with it.
Open-minded people are
so
great.
One of my
yeah.
birthdays was awesome. That's all I'm going to say.
So yeah, Valentine's Day. A lot of people are going to be probably acting on those fetishes to satisfy that, you know, special someone.
There's nothing wrong with that. I mean,
as long as it's not...
Children.
Children. Dead people.
Animals.
No consent.
Animals. Maybe insects.
Your cousins. So, like, the entire Deep South.
Wait, so that's
a funny story about that. My friend Tony told me that it's legal to marry a cousin in Massachusetts, New Hampshire, and Maine, but it's
right.
illegal to marry a cousin in Kentucky.
Cool.
What?
So that stereotype isn't exactly true anymore.
Huh.
Okay. We're moving.
Wait, so here's the thing. I was watching Jessica Jones, and one of the couples are brother and sister.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that illegal?
What state are they in?
New York.
New York.
Probably not.
Yeah.
If they're siblings.
My favorite part of
they're like brother and sister.
They're
like,
not
they're
twins. Like angry face.
Yeah, they're not supposed to if they're siblings.
Like
the cousins
like
are a little bit more distant.
Like, I'm not talking about that. Like, I'm talking about, is dating or marrying your sibling illegal? Like, just the act of incest.
Depends on the state.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I thought we were just going to talk about Valentine's Day, not like,
weird incest. Like, you know how people...
It's Valentine's Day for some people.
Fair enough.
I don't get why they illegalize it, though, because if
Because it can lead to some complications and
yeah,
like
I know,
if you're
but like
your DNA
it,
is gonna be all
No, it's just like it's just marriage. But if two people really want to be together, no matter like who they are, then they're
yeah,
gonna
they'll
be
find
together.
A way.
Yeah,
we'll figure it out.
Yeah, it's just a piece of paper saying you're married.
Yeah,
and then it takes like a lot of money to get divorced.
Yeah,
you know what? It's all worth it for that piece of paper and that ring.
Is it? And those tax benefits that aren't really benefits if you look at it from some perspectives.
Yeah.
Like, in a lot of perspectives, it's just easier to stay living together and dating for 7 years, is it, in Massachusetts? And get the domestic partnership benefits than get the marriage benefits.
That's not the thing.
Yeah. It depends on your income.
It reminds me, there's a lot of, kind of a little off topic, there's a lot of Hollywood couples that don't end up getting married, but they've been together for like 20 years.
Oh, yeah. Like, I don't know. I hate when people assume that marriage is like the most you can do to show that you love someone.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's not true.
It's not true, but...
It's a commitment that you make to the other person.
If that's how you feel, there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, definitely.
Like,
but it's not like the most that you can do.
Right.
Yeah, but like, here's
the
thing.
The most you can do is probably like donating
a...
Organ.
John Hamm's been like together.
Or dying.
But
like
that's
taking a bullet or some shit.
Or
and like
the
arm.
No, but I mean John Hamm's been with the same woman for like I think 15 years.
Uh-huh.
And he said at this point he feels no need to get married because they've expressed their love like so deeply.
Yeah.
You know, and he goes out and sees her as a girlfriend, sees her as far more than that, maybe even more than a wife.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
And he's doing it's doing well for himself.
Yeah. That's why I like the term significant other. Because
yeah.
It's like...
My SO.
SO. Your bae.
Myself.
What? I hate that term.
Yeah.
It's not a word.
If you're in a long-standing relationship and you're trying to express how much you love your significant other, bae is not the term to use.
That just makes sense.
And what's it called? Dutch, it means shitting on someone. So
yeah.
No! Don't bring it back to scat porn!
I'm just saying, they've reached a new level.
I think Victor has a lot of Freudian slips in his podcast.
Yeah, I don't think that's a slip.
Yeah, I don't think they're slips. I think Victor knows exactly what he's doing.
Everything I do is calculated.
What he's doing. What he's doing is shit.
Three moves in advance. I'm a master at chess.
Whatever.
Facebook chess me.
Facebook chess!
Oh, God. We tried to.
Yeah, I tried. Didn't work. Someone's.
Well,
I'm sorry.
I won against Pat.
Facebook chess is like a less intuitive version of Twitch plays Pokemon, I've noticed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can't do it in a group chat, though.
Less intuitive than that.
Yeah. But one discussion question around on our podcast.
Oh, wait, did I ever tell
Oh, yeah. Tell your story.
Oh, wait. I had a story.
Yeah.
Did you? Be honest.
Are you
going
to point out, you know, people's self-conscious flaws?
Oh, I'm sorry, Colin. It'll fade. Can I look at it?
No. You need to feel bad about myself.
No.
Gotta poke your nerve a little more.
But
drop it!
It's not a negative thing.
Drop it.
Anyway, like, you know how porn is kind of boring?
Yeah.
Is it? I mean, it depends on the porn, but yeah, I get it.
Yeah,
like,
I mean, I used to the vanilla shit, and then... Like, someone, like, sent me a link to, like, this girl deep-throating, no, there's some dude's dick. And then, like, she started throwing
up.
I thought it was, like, very thick semen, but it was throw-up. Like, oh, okay. And then after
that's
the third throw-up, I got bored.
After the third throw-up.
After the
yeah.
I feel like if you're not actively trying to get off to it, anything can be boring.
Yeah.
Unless
speaking
it's horrifying.
Speaking of porn and going down on somebody... I'll never forget browsing through the porn in FYE and the porno title of I can't. How did this get in the? How did this cock get into my mouth? Seven.
Seven.
Oh, so the other six times, you questioned it, but you're like, oh, you know.
Might as well.
Well, I mean, by the seven.
Life gives you lemons.
Make a hot dog out of it.
Well, life gives you lemons. You die of anaphylactic shock. Thanks, Ben.
I'm sorry, Colin.
No, don't worry about it.
Okay.
But, question to round out our podcast for today. Do you think that love is more of an action or more of a feeling?
I hate to be that guy, but it's both.
Yeah, I was about to say that too.
It absolutely is both.
Okay.
But more so with feeling.
Okay.
But you act on your feelings when they're strong enough.
Mm-hmm.
So they kind of go hand in hand with each other. Like, you can't have love without the feeling. You can't have love without the action.
Neither
can work with
Wait,
each other.
That's a balance.
You mean sex?
No, just in
no,
general.
Just like
oh,
everything
okay.
has
you,
to go
you feel
sex.
Certain emotions.
Oh, no, action.
No,
okay.
Yeah, you feel certain emotions for this person
like,
versus you would do things
like,
for
this
oh,
person.
Okay,
hey,
do things.
I like this person. I'm going to give them a hug. Like, hey, I like this
yeah.
person. I'm going to compliment them, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Versus, I like this person. I just like them.
I just like them. I'm going to sleep with them in a minute. I'm all done.
Yeah.
You know?
Victor, opinions?
See, I'm down. I can't answer this question, like, legitimately.
Okay.
Because for me, love is much more simplistic than, like, most of that shit. It's just like, hey, I like you. All right, great. That's really it for me.
Okay.
Like, I don't have that, like, level of, like, I need to, like, do something for you, or I need to express it in this way. It's literally just, like, want to sit down for, like, 4 hours and not do anything. Great. I'm happy just being next to you.
Yeah.
It's like,
okay.
It's more on a simplistic level for me.
Okay.
Mm. You can consider that like a feeling then.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably, yeah, more feeling for me than you. Yeah.
It's a simple feeling, but it's still a feeling.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
What's your opinion?
On squares and triangles.
Feeling or action?
Like Colin said, both.
Okay.
Yeah.
There's a quote from South Park, like, of all places. Forgot how it goes. I just watched the episode too. It's if we could choose who we love, it would make things more easy, but it wouldn't make it as special.
Mm-hmm.
And it's true, you know.
Yeah.
You don't wake up one morning and be like, "Hey, I love you." And it's no, it develops over time. But if you love someone immediately after, within immediate minute of meeting them,
there might be something.
Yeah,
there.
I mean, there's something there. Like,
I'm very skeptical about love at first sight.
Yeah.
I don't believe that at all.
I don't believe in it at all.
I feel
because
like,
it fades
I believe
so quickly.
Someone once said, like, some YouTuber I used to watch when I was like 15 once said one. It was like he doesn't believe in love at first sight, but he believes in lust at first sight.
Yes,
definitely.
Yeah.
That makes
more,
that makes
that
significant
makes a lot
more
sense.
And for an example, go to any bar at 2:00 in the morning.
Yeah.
Yep. Too lazy.
Yeah, okay. I'm sleeping.
Okay. We went
what?
To a bar in New York.
What?
My brother's birthday.
Sometimes.
And within 20
Wait,
minutes,
sleep or two
there's
sleep.
Two.
Oh. sorry.
You said a lot this podcast, though.
Fair enough.
Finish your story.
Fair enough. But, we were at a bar in New York for my brother's birthday. And within 20 minutes going to the bar, we saw the guy and the girl meet, have a drink, dance, grind, and then right next to us, like, I'm right here and they were right there, just full
That's
on, like, disgusting, like, 16-year-old for the first time making out. With noises, too. The music was bad, but I would rather listen to the terrible music than that.
Yeah.
I will take Jesse J for 5 minutes than to listen to us.
I was actually listening to my ASMR the other
day. You know what? It was like that.
ASMR is great.
I was already miserable.
No, you're on the left listening to music. She's on the right listening to them. She's like...
She listened to ASMR on the subway and just turned up real loud.
And then just like putting her pocket phone on speaker as loud as possible.
You know
just
what?
Kind of sit there.
You
like,
know
no,
put
your headphones on so like the music would come out of your headphones and just kind of
like,
sit there.
Big headphones, but leave them open.
No. Still.
Or like those cat ear headphones.
No,
oh my god! I saw.
Hate them, but I love them.
They're so corny, but. The funny, the coolest thing,
I
think.
I do too, but then
I
see
I hate
that
when people have, like, the big headphones,
like,
around their neck.
I'm so bad.
And then just put an image on it. I don't like this. I don't want
to. Okay, imagine some hot chick wearing
it. The coolest thing, I think, with ASMR is getting ASMR from watching other people do something they like.
Huh?
What?
Like, I don't know. The person who has shared this with me will remain undisclosed. And you can take a guess after the podcast, because I really don't want to out this person.
That's fine.
But...
Is it Tiffany?
Huh? Mm-mm.
Is it her?
What?
Oh, shit.
L?
No, it's a J.
J?
Yeah.
Jeremy?
I don't know a Jeremy.
Oh, never mind.
Jacob?
No, I was
just
drop it. No. Anyway, but... you know, I was, like, doing something on my computer or something, and... It might have been, like, just editing a podcast, actually. And they were sitting next to me, and they were, like, you know, just watching. And I was like, okay, this is fine. And then we talked later on, and they were like, yeah, like, I like watching people do stuff, you know. It sends, like, the tingles up and down the neck right there. You know you get with ASMR sometimes? And it's a weird thing to talk about. But, like, I think that's a pretty cool thing.
Wait, so they weren't watching ASMR, they were just watching someone...
They were watching someone
like,
do something that they were enjoying. So, like, for this person, it was watching me be passionate about editing audio.
So they're just watching you be you?
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. It's not like watching someone be themselves.
I mean,
it's watching someone do one of their hobbies.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, like back when, like, Fate used to post, like, those 40-minute Team 4 survival videos, I loved watching those.
Those are so interesting.
Like, legitimately, I was just like, fuck, this is so cool. Like, I was just watching her, like, shoot someone. I was like, fuck, man, she's really good at this.
Yeah.
Like, I was just sitting there for, like, 40
minutes. It's in a video game.
really? I couldn't tell.
No, it was in a book, I swear.
Okay. But to round out this life cast, back to our question: if
you think
love is an action or a feeling?
I was hoping your voice would
catch. No, I was too lazy.
Also,
okay.
For the record,
yes,
the intro to this particular podcast should be "When It's Love" by Van Halen.
Okay, I'll consider it.
Anyway,
but I definitely think that while love has a feeling part of it, it's more of an action. Because you don't choose your feelings, but you definitely choose to love someone long term. And you definitely choose to wake up one day and be like, I'm okay with the relationship I'm in. And especially when a marriage is falling apart, it's a choice. You either choose to stay and make it work, or you choose to walk away.
Yeah.
So.
Well, it's worse when they don't walk away. And
it's worse when both people are just like, eh. Because then you have heads clashing, and you have no emotion, and you have just an unfulfilling relationship.
Yeah, and it affects the people around them, too.
It definitely affects the people around you, if you're in an unfulfilling relationship. So, good stuff on this life. I'm proud of this one. I really like talking about fetishes.
I can tell.
Next week. Next week. Fetish cast.
This was the fetish cast.
Like, you get tingles.
A little bit. Maybe future on.
You get tingles on your neck and stuff.
Yeah. That's ASMR for me. It's like it tingles like all of my spine.
Okay.
You know, we talked about Kylo Ren a lot.
Yeah.
Two podcasts ago.
He cute.
Do you have a Kylo Ren fetish?
No.
Okay.
I don't have a Kylo Ren fetish.
Do you have an Adam Driver fetish?
He's cute.
And his schnoz.
I like his nose. I like noses.
Speaking of Adam Driver, he was in this movie called Inside Llewyn Davis. Great, great movie. With Oscar Isaac,
mm-hmm.
who plays Poe Dameron, and Justin Timberlake. And there's a part where the three of them have a song together.
Oh my
God. It's a legitimately great song. But it's weird seeing Poe Dameron, Kylo Ren,
and Justin
Timberlake performing a folk song about John F. Kennedy.
I'll have to look that up.
It's one of the best parts of the movie.
But that is all the time that we have for this LifeCast. I am your host, Deanna Manassian, here with Colin, Victor, and Tiffany, and we'll be back next week with another LifeCast. I don't know what topic.
Maybe a fetish again?
Maybe a fetish again. We might have to wait a while. So yeah, that's it.
I was about to say my right butt cheek tingles for the ASMR thing.
Your right butt cheek?
Wait, how?
Yeah.
It's just specifically
yeah,
the right butt cheek.
Like the
bone
or like the cheek?
No, the cheek. It's like
okay.
This upper part right here.